TheIrregularRadio.com.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on Unregular Radio. This is your host, Miss Jackie. Joined today, we got a full studio today.
I love it.
Crazy, crazy Monday. I got, starting to my right, the lovely Miss Jessica.
Oh, hey, what up?
Ty.
Hello, everyone.
Next up is Greg Runge.
What's up?
We got lovely Lilith.
Hey, everybody.
And obviously, my favorite of all right here.
Oh, Cookie! Yes.
Cookie, we got Cookie!
Cookie, Cookie.
Meow, meow, everybody.
You have to come back more often.
We love you. I come back as often as I can, man, honestly.
Every time. She made plans to specifically make sure that she could be here today.
You're damn right. I always extend my trip like a few extra hours or even that day just for Jackie.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm going to be in Brooklyn next weekend, so I want to see you if I can.
Oh.
Shit, yeah. I mean, if you can get to Manhattan, I can meet you in Manhattan, but getting all the way out to Brooklyn's kind of a pain in the ass.
That could be possible. I'll let you know.
We should do lunch in Brooklyn. Manhattan then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Woot.
So yeah, guys. This was my first day back from Gaycation 2012. I'm back in the real world. School.
Gaycation is the greatest thing to ever happen.
You can thank the one and only Jay Geary for that, public indecency.
I could see that, yeah.
We took his Jaycation and turned it into Gaycation. It was pretty good.
He's always on Jaycation, isn't he?
He's on Jaycation this week, too, and there's not going to be public indecency.
That sucks. It's going to be lame.
But he's with palm trees right now. I can't lie, though. Today's a beautiful day, and I kind of don't need palm trees because...
No, today's so perfect.
Lucky. It's like 65 degrees right now.
Seriously.
Boston.
At least. I think it's more like 73 or something.
Tomorrow's going to be even nicer, apparently.
I can't wait. And on Thursday, it's going to be 81.
You're shitting.
No, totally serious. I cried. I was so excited.
I'm glad the weather's finally nicer.
I was like, ooh, beach. I don't care what else happens.
I'm glad it's nicer, but I'm so pissed off because... I left Jersey and it was 65 and I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and then I got to Massachusetts, and as I passed into Massachusetts, like, this huge cloud came over, and that was Wednesday afternoon, and the sun, like, really didn't come out until yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
I'm sorry.
And now there's going to be awesome sunny weather all this week for beaches, and I'm back to Jersey and not on the shore.
Not on the shore. Shit.
Fuck that shore.
Seriously.
I want the North Shore.
Speaking of the Jersey Shore, did anybody hear the due date of Snooki's baby? For anyone who didn't know, fucking Snooki's pregnant. And her due date. Can anyone take a guess?
Isn't it the date of the Armageddon?
Yeah.
Yes. Supposed Armageddon.
Yeah. That's going to be the end of the world, is Snooki giving birth.
Nah, it's surprising.
She's going to give birth to the anti-Christ, the anti-life.
There was breaking news on MTV this morning, too, that Jersey Shore Season 6 is a go.
Oh my God. And they have canceled Teen Mom as well.
They canceled it?
They canceled Teen Mom.
It's about damn time.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm actually looking forward to seeing? Have you guys seen the Real Housewives of South Boston?
Yeah. I've seen
they
the promo
did.
For that, yeah.
They did a South Patrick. South Patrick's Day. They did a St. Patrick's Day webisode of that, too. So. I know they did that.
Okay. I don't like those at all. I don't.
I like them only because...
Too obnoxious.
I could watch the
Southie
ones.
But that's the point. You know, they're doing it to be over the top completely on purpose. You know, and if you can't laugh your ass off to those things, then you're one of those people.
Thanks, Cookie.
I'm sorry.
I never really got into those reality shows too much. The only one I really enjoyed was Cheaters. And that's because that was just really funny the way some people would react.
Seriously.
Dude, I watched Cheaters. That was my one guilty pleasure reality show. The rest of them are just kind of like, why do people sit here and watch it? Like, I don't know. If I want to see people acting dumb, I'll look out my window.
I liked RuPaul's Drag Race. As far as
I want to see that so badly. Okay. I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Funny.
See, my whole thing is my guilty pleasure is just reality TV.
I don't watch any TV at all. I love all reality
TV. And I don't know why, and it's not good. And I know that. And I know that these shows are really shitty, but I can't stop watching them.
What's your favorite one?
Probably Teen Mom. Yeah, so I'm kind of bummed. No, seriously. I love Teen Mom. Best birth control ever.
Yeah, I can agree with that. But at the same time, it gives all those stupid little girls the idea that, oh, well, if I go out and get knocked up, I can be on TV for it. Like,
and their lives are getting ruined, not mine.
See, I don't find that their stories are birth control to me. I feel like my birth control is birth control to me.
Exactly.
I'm not going to stop having sex because I'm scared of getting pregnant. I'd rather not use my birth control like a responsible adult.
Yeah, I'd say it's not birth control. It's just to show America the shit show that goes on to make your shitty life not so shitty.
Yeah. That's true.
It could be worse.
Yeah. I think that's kind of a fucked up way to have people
feel good about their shitty
life. Feel good about themselves, yeah. Maybe that's me being an asshole, but I don't know. That's not cool for me. But this weekend, anyway, it was St. Patrick's Day to wrap up my gaycation. And what did everybody else get into? This Jess,
I didn't do much actually. I didn't get that drunk. I didn't go crazy. I went to Radio on Saturday. And if you can ever go there, please go there. They have the best drinks ever. They have a thing called a Ghostbuster, and it's like,
ooh, what's in that?
Midori, vodka, 7 nice. Up, and ginger ale, and it tastes like Ecto Cooler, and it is delicious.
Wow. I haven't had Ecto Cooler in so long.
Seriously. And it gets you fucked up, so it's perfect. But yeah, I didn't do much. I went to bed at like 9 o'clock on Saturday.
9 o'clock?
Yeah, damn. No, like, I woke up Saturday morning like, I'm not feeling this holiday.
I wasn't even at the bar yet at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Yeah.
It was bad. It was just one of those weekends.
It was crazy. We had some good times this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
I'm jealous of you guys this weekend.
What did you do this weekend, Ty?
My power was out for 3 nights.
Oh, yeah, because you live in Back Bay.
I unfortunately live in Back Bay.
How was showering?
I stayed at a friend's house.
Okay, that's good.
I was like, fuck this, I'm out. It was horrible. When I had to go home, like, to get, like, some clothes and stuff, it was, like, scary. Like, everything was pitch black.
Aww.
And it felt like the apocalypse had happened or something crazy like that. I felt like people were acting, like, crazier than normal in Back Bay. Like, Back Bay is a sketchy area, like, at night. Because that's when all the crazy people come out. Yeah. So, so the power was out for 3 days. I'm surprised that there was no looting.
I know, really.
Or anything.
Security
like that.
Systems down and shit like that. Like,
as soon as it happened, I was like trying to do schoolwork.
That's not going to happen at
all. Then the power went out, and I was like, what the fuck?
And
then I just like called a bunch of people and found somewhere to go for the 3 days that it was out.
Random.
And then the fun thing I did this weekend was I went to the Planetoid and Walter Sickert and Sidewalk Driver show. I missed Black Tie, unfortunately.
I know,
it was so good. That show was a really awesome show. I caught the very fucking end of that show. I caught the very end of Planetoid's set, but I saw that last song, and it was so good. The blue girl, what's her name? I don't even know her name.
Was interesting. I don't think I had ever seen him. Do that before, you know?
They've had her on a couple of shows. I'm kind of one of the Planetoid followers.
Like the one with the blue bra and the other two with the white bras? Yeah, I haven't seen them before.
I've seen the one in the blue before. But
Raina kicks ass.
Yeah.
She's great.
She was beautiful.
I was supposed to be at that show, but some boy pulled some stupid stuff, so I didn't go to that show because of stupid boys. But
boys suck.
Boys do suck. Boys are stupid and do stupid things because they're stupid.
I know. I understand this.
So I went to bed early on Friday. But Saturday was awesome. Went down to the big old dirty bucket show at the Middle East downstairs.
Yeah.
And shook my butt with these fine ladies, Miss Lilith and Jackie. Here.
That was crazy.
Oh my God. I danced so hard that I almost blew my knee out. Like, I apparently have a knee juice problem, and if I dance too much, I run out of juice. And so stairs have been wicked awful the last couple of days, but dancing was worth it.
I was going to say, that's the price you pay for dancing.
So that was such a killer bucket show. And the Hornets, who opened, they ripped it up too, and they came on and played with the bucket later on that night.
Yeah, I got some photos of that.
Oh man.
Yeah, Jackie talked about the buckets often. I need to check them out.
The big old dirty bucket, like, I actually auditioned for them before they knew what they really wanted their vocal sound to be. And unfortunately, I'm kind of a pussy and even have a hard time singing in front of my friends. Like, I was shaking in my flip-flops. It was silly. But the funny thing is the first time I heard them even jam out, I was like, wow, like, I really want, like, my dream for you guys as of right this second is to see you play Harry Brown's Farm up in Maine, which is a place we have festies and stuff. And I actually got to see them do that this past October, which for me, like, dancing in the pouring rain, like, hula hooping my ass off, singing at the top of my lungs to the bucket was really, like, a dream come true. Awesome. And the fact that they're all my friends makes it extra awesome because they're just, like, a killer band. So.
Yeah.
Love it. Bucket.
You were crazy. You were nuts.
Dude, I was dancing my ass off. I can't wait to see whatever video they come up with because
I looked over and the dude was like filming all of us at one point. Yeah. I was like, oh hey.
They had three cameras that night wandering around. Good. So
there should not be video evidence of me.
Oh yeah. You girls are busted. Yeah, they had. I really can't wait to see whatever video they put together from that because it'll be really fun. There were a lot of people just getting really
getting
their
funk on.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That was cool.
Did anybody else get into anything this weekend?
I think I was talking about this last night, but I was a go-go dancing clown.
That's pretty awesome. That picture.
Early on Sunday morning, like right after that excursion, actually, you know, I don't know, I get home at like 3 or something like that. And I was like, man, that was a good show. And then like, wake up at 7:45 in the morning to head out to Western Massachusetts to do this thing. Like, I was on vacation last week and I get this email going like, go-go dancing clown needed for Peepers and Mimo show. And I was like, what is this? Out of all the other emails I ignored because I had too many, like, I was just like, this one right here. Like,
go-go dancing clown, awesome. Dude.
Yeah, like, it was so, like, it was cute. He wanted it to be kind of evil too, so I did like black metal face paint for the clown into like wore like rainbow hair, was just jumping around like dancing with this little clown, and I'm going, man, I really want to be a clown now. Like, you guys, like, I was thinking about this like last night before I went to sleep. I'm like, maybe I should like add like clown like to my resume.
You totally can now. It's official. You got paid for it. You're a professional clown.
I really want to go be a clown at a party now. It's like, for some reason, just like jerking around like an idiot and making retarded faces came really natural to me.
Just a regular clown, like, or like a dominatrix clown? Would you want to be? You can get intense with that clown.
Yeah, that's true. Some people are really scared of clowns.
I know I am.
Or turned on by clowns.
Yeah, we
could do a whole little fucking fetish type thing going on with this thing.
Oh, man.
You're going to get so rich, Lilith.
Seriously. Lilith and Dex, the unregular clowns.
Oh my goodness. Everybody's like, oh,
that's
shit.
A weird thought.
I think I'd almost pay to see that.
Yeah. Oh, I would totally pay to see that. There's no question.
Yes,
I would.
See Lilith wearing fucking Dex's pie catches and shit.
Oh my god.
His pants and suspenders.
That'd be
pisser.
Dude,
oh, I would love to see you in suspenders.
Giant pants.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's that whole style. They're called pie catchers.
Oh,
they're bigger in waist, and that's worn with suspenders.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, you could be rocking a style, big old fucking like stars or striped socks and Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it right now.
Yeah,
well, for Halloween a couple years ago, 2 years or maybe last year, Sarah Sparks dressed up as Dex,
and then last year she was Crespo.
She was Crespo last year. Yeah. Wow, 2 years, huh?
She did a really good job with next year.
She did a great Dex. I had met her at that point, and I just saw pictures, and I thought it was Dex.
It was creepy.
It was.
That's so good.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm scared.
So this weekend, wrapping it up, most of us here, three of us here, were at Cookie's coming home party.
I'd hit that.
Sort of a coming home party. More just a, you know, potluck dinner type.
It was the hello, farewell kind of.
Hello. Hello, goodbye party. Because, you know, every time I come home, like, I've got just so many friends out here and so many friends on the North Shore. And, like, in the last couple years, I think it's really cool that the scenes have blended, you know, and all of my friends, like, have met all these other friends that are in bands, and then everybody else is just, like, supporters. And even this morning, I introduced a couple of my hooping friends, and one of them should be listening right now, my friend Britton.
Nice.
And, you know, so it's just, like, being able to, you know, tell people what I'm up to and share the love and, you know, especially because I've been on the radio station so many times this week.
It's been so nice seeing you. I saw you almost every day, I think, since you've been back.
It was definitely nice having you there for our debut episode.
I was super honored to be invited onto your show, Lil. Seriously.
And I was so excited.
I'm glad you were able to come down, like, and make it for the extra day, because I was like, oh, man, you got to come. Yeah. Like, you must.
I'm totally going to be listening to that show all the time. Absolutely. And this one, of course.
You know. And Jackie's going to be on that show upcoming, too.
Yeah.
I believe that's 2 weeks from now.
That'll be, I think 2 weeks Thursday night. It'll be the third episode.
10:30 p.m.
Plug the show a little before we run into our first break. 10:30 p.m.
So that would be March 29th.
Nice. March 29th.
The week after next. 10:30 p.m. It's called The Dungeon. And it's
tell us a little bit about it. What exactly do you get the mic right up in your face so we can hear you.
All
right,
so The Dungeon is kind of in the same vein as your show, in that it just wants to, you know, bring kind of like, speaking of which, you would be a perfect guest for The Dungeon, Miss.
We have lovely Ashley Amber Bottoms.
You're a little late, madam.
Oh, no. I want to thank my mom for doing this to me. She took all the long roads, going 10 miles an hour, playing Anne Murray cover songs the whole way. Okay. That's my dedication to this show.
I love it. You'll put up with that to come here. That means a lot to me.
I did. I love you, Mom.
So anyway, I was just letting them know about my new show on Thursday nights.
I heard about it.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. We're actually doing an episode week after next on the transgender community and aspect of fetish.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be around, you know, or at least tune in. Cause,
we're Facebook friends, right? So send me a reminder.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. If I can get here, I'll do it.
Yeah, and we're going to have Miss Jackie.
Oh, definitely. No, I'm definitely.
So, you know, you can share some of your, like, wisdom on the subject, too, you know what I mean? Because the whole point is to have, we're trying to focus on, like, a different fetish every week or different aspect of the fetish lifestyle every week. And, you know, we started last week with an intro. Next one's going to be on femdom, like female domination.
Excellent.
And, yeah, we're just going to do, you know, we're going to have new topics, like, every week and a lot of guests. And it's really fun. And we already got a lot of support. We have people, like, all over the world listening already. Like, you know, we had somebody as far as South Carolina call in and be like, thank you for doing this. Like, you know, I just wanted to, you know, we got so much support.
I was getting instant feedback from Florida.
I was just like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
let my fetish be heard.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're more than welcome, like, anytime to check it out if you are interested in coming
Thursday
down,
night?
Maybe, for, like,
yeah. You and I will talk, definitely. We'll talk.
Sounds good.
That'd be fun.
We're going to hop into our first musical break anyway, but we'll be back. Keep it locked on Unregular Radio. This is Three Strange Women. Yeah.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Maybe you don't know me, cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you brighter. Footsteps even lighter.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Stabbed up, shot up. up. Every time I pop up, a lot going on in my hood. I shoot the dice and holler, get them girls. Daddy need new shoes. Daddy need Pirellis to look mean on 22. Stash box, Xbox, laptop, fax machine, phone. Bulletproof this bitch and I'm gone. 2003 Suburban swerving. Too many sips of Henny. The D's sick, they search the whip and they can't find the semis. They was just harassing me cause they know who I was. Spent the night in Central Booking, so smoking some bulls. Tangeray, I have a say, I don't need shit. Nigga, I'm high all the time. I smoke that good shit. I stay high all the time. And I'm on some hood shit. Give me some drove, purple haze, and some chocolate. Give me a Dutch and a lighter, I spark shit. And stay high all the time. I smoke that good shit. I'm high all the time. And I'm on some hood shit. Now, if you heard, I done started some shit. It ain't because I be high, I be high, I be high. And if you heard, I done let off a clip. It ain't because I be high, I be high. But I twist that la 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 la. I get high as I want a nigga. Go against me for show, years ago, a nigga. I don't smoke to calm my nerves, but I got beef. Finna crush my enemies like I crushed the ass sheets. If you love me, tell me you love me. Don't stare at me, man. I hate to be in the pins clapping one of my fans. Now let me show you how to greet me when you meet me. When you see me, if you're real, my nigga, you know how to holler, G, you man. There's no competition, it's just me. 50 Cent, motherfucker, I'm hot on these streets. If David could go against Goliath with a stone, I could go at Nas and Jigga, both for the throne. I don't need Don Perignon, I don't need Chris. Tangeray, I have a say, I don't need shit. Nigga, I'm high all the time, I smoke that good shit. I stay high all the time, and I'm on some hood shit. Give me some drove, purple haze, and some chocolate. Give me a Dutch and a lighter, I spark shit. And stay high all the time, I smoke that good shit. I'm high all the time, and I'm on some hood shit. Now who you know besides me, who write lines and squeeze nines and have hoes in the hood sniffing on white lines? You don't want me to be your kid's role model. I teach them how to buck them 380s and load up them hollows. Have shorty fresh off the stoop, ready to shoot. Big blunt in his mouth, deuce deuce in his boot. Sit in the crib sipping Guinness, watching Menace, then oh lord. Have a young nigga bucking shit like he old dog. My team, they depend on me when it's crunch time. I eat a nigga food in raw day like it's lunchtime. You feeling brave, nigga? Go ahead, get gully. See if I'm gonna leave your brains leaking up out your scully. I done made myself hot, so ain't shit you can tell me. Now niggas calling me the feature, man, fuck your money. I ain't hurting, I'm alright, nigga, I'm doing good. I ain't got the right rhymes, I got bricks in the hood.
I don't need Don Perignon, I don't need Chris. Tangeray, I have a say, I don't need shit. Nigga, I'm high all the time, I smoke that good shit. I stay high all the time, and I'm on some hood shit. Give me some drove, purple haze, and some chocolate. Give me a Dutch and a lighter, I spark shit. And stay high all the time, I smoke that good shit. I'm high all the time, and I'm on some hood shit.
G-Unit, are you ready? G-Unit, are you ready? G-Unit, are you ready? Nigga, ready or not? Here I come, come,
UnregularRadio.com.
UnregularRadio.com.
A 24/7 online stream of everything Regular Radio doesn't offer.
Also, without that wagging finger of corporate or big brother, this is Radio Unleashed. UnregularRadio.com.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com.
That was awkward, like, awkward.
Sorry about
dead
that
air.
Awkward silence.
No, there was no awkward anything.
Shh. It was just awkward.
Nothing
for us.
Bad happened.
We're just awkward, you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
We're strange.
We just got tongue down each other's throats. And
we're six strange women right now.
Yes.
I'm joined back in the studio by my lovely Jess.
Still here, still strange.
Ty.
Hello.
Ashley Amber.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Lilith.
Hey.
And Cookie.
Meow.
Wow. So many ladies. Holy crap.
So many possibilities.
So much boob.
That's what I'm saying. That's 12 boobs.
That's 12 boobs.
We've got a lot of boob in here.
We do. We've also got a caller on the line. Cookie had somebody calling specially for us. Tell us a little
bit. I've been very excited about this. I was on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and all of a sudden pops up in front of me a meme for the North Shore Pride Walk. And having been in the second year of the GSA in Salem High School, and, you know, been a reasonably crooked girl myself for all these years, I was really, really pumped to find out that there was going to be a Pride Walk on the North Shore. And immediately I shared the post and I contacted Gigi Gill, who was the person who made the post, and I was like, hey, check it out. Like, I've got this show, Three Strange Women, that my friend Jackie runs, and I would love if you would call in. So, Gigi, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
We're doing
girl.
Fantastic.
We are awesome. How are you doing today?
Good. I just came in from outside. It's nice outside, and I forgot that we had a little appointment today, but here I am.
It's okay. Thank you for calling in. So, do you want to give us the little lowdown on the walk here?
Yeah, the mayor, Kimberly Driscoll, is behind us 100%. Also, the police department is as well. But it's going to be June the 30th at 12 o'clock, downtown Salem, right in front of the post office, which is called Raleigh Plaza.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's going to start right at noontime, and then it's going to end up in the common next door to the Hawthorne Hotel.
Lovely. That's so awesome.
I'm totally there.
That sounds amazing. Salem's always a great time.
Yeah, I'm totally there.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately really bummed that I'm not going to be able to attend myself, but I'm honestly truly pumped that this event is happening. Like, it's just so great to spread awareness and you know, get it rolling everywhere, not just, you know, in the major cities.
It's true.
You
have to take a Three Strange Women trip.
Absolutely.
That's one of the biggest things that's happening up here in the North Shore, is that we're seeing an influx of gay families moving up here. They're tired of the city, and they want to come out and have the family and the dogs in the yard and the picket fence and everything, and our community is right smack dab in the middle of it, which is great, and we love it, and our mayor loves it.
It's wonderful.
And just the fact that she's going to invite all the other mayors from within the North Shore and the town managers to participate in it as well.
That's great. Hopefully they'll expand really quick.
A formal invitation from her alone is going to be pretty amazing, that it's going to be held here in the North Shore, and Salem is the host for it. So we're happy. The Chamber of Commerce is happy. The House of Seven Gables is.
Right.
It's going to be a wonderful day, and it's a family affair.
For sure.
And that means bring the dog, too.
Yeah, I think it's great because there are really a lot of open-minded people on the North Shore, and I think it's about time, really.
Amen.
That this has happened.
So. I'm on the North Shore, so I know.
I love it.
I have been on the board of the Farmers Market Committee for the last 4 years.
Oh, wonderful.
And setting every Thursday at the Farmers Market, I see the couples and the families and everybody that comes in utilizes the market. And I see that the diversity within our own community for the last 4 years, and it's really nice that, you know, we're able to celebrate it in this way to really mark this occasion in this historical town. It's unheard of, first of all, but it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
I'm excited.
Absolutely.
Tell us the date again. June?
It's June the 30th, which is the last Saturday of the month of June.
Nice. So it'll be probably beautiful.
12 o'clock right downtown. And you can go and do our Facebook and our Twitter. But you can also look us up on NorthShorePride.org. If you want to participate in the parade itself as a nonprofit organization, you'd have to sign up. And if you want to be a volunteer, which we need, to help in the park area and on the parade route itself, you can sign up online. You can also be a sponsor and sign up online. All of our forms are online right now, so we're easy to get a hold of with questions and answers, and we're willing to help any way we can.
We should totally look into like how we can get involved otherwise.
Yeah, volunteering would be awesome.
I actually am the founder of a nonprofit organization up in the North Shore area called Sisters Family, and is there an entrance fee to be a part of this?
Yeah, there is, and this year we didn't make them as big as some of the other parades and festivals. We made them really easy as far as money to get in. And nonprofits are discounted. If you get in early, it's a 25% discount.
Nice.
For any nonprofit.
Okay, thank you.
So that was NorthShorePrideWalk.org?
It's North Shore Pride.
NorthShorePride.org.
North Shore Pride. www.thefeedbackcenter.org.
Wonderful. Yeah, volunteers are important, guys. Yes. Listeners out there, you guys should hit up northshorepride.org for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Again, that's June 30th. Starts at noon, Salem. It's going to be fantastic, fantastic cause. Please, everybody, check it out. It was a pleasure to have you call in. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And have a great day.
Okay, you too, girl.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Sweet. No, that's awesome.
That's like the sweetest goodbye I ever heard.
Yeah. I know. I love it. Sometimes radio transitions and goodbyes are get really awkward. Yeah. And you just have to like fade out, and then you just like,
but
wait,
everybody sing it in unison was so cool.
It was cool. Yeah.
Except mine. Everyone's different.
All the girls are
You should have growled.
I'm so excited for this event. I can't even. Again, like I'm like I've been pumped to have Gigi like call in and tell us about it just because like. I don't know. It's awesome. I want all of our listeners to know. Be on the North Shore June 30th.
Seriously. Sounds like it'll be good. I want to be there. Definitely. I will totally.
Yeah, we'll totally be there.
Take a field trip.
I mean, like, Boston Pride's awesome, and that's great. And I happen to be in San Francisco for Pride this June. But, like, to have Pride just pop up in my hometown, like, that's...
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It warms my heart. It really does.
It warms the cockles of my heart.
That's saying, dude.
Oh, good
I
God.
I still said cock on the radio.
You can say way more than
I
that
just said
here
it twice
on regular
now.
Radio.
I love on regular.
Absolutely.
So happy to be here.
So we've got a couple of little articles to get into.
Dude.
Uh-huh.
We'll start with, it's not such a great, you know, it's not so happy, but there was a Agnes Torres Hernandez, it was a Mexican transgender activist, was brutally murdered and found in... Mexico. So I just wanted to take a minute and, you know, show some respect for a fallen fellow soldier.
Only because I don't have the article right in front of me right now. Do they have the person who did it in custody, or do they not know yet?
They don't know. They found her with her throat slashed, and there were burn marks across her body. She was found clothed only in underwear, a blouse, with suspenders, and a brown jacket. So, like, there were no pants. Like, they clearly... Something went wrong, and she wasn't the first LGBT person in this community to be found murdered.
They said there were 6 this year, right?
Yeah, there were.
Wow.
And then one of the more recent ones actually was found with the same type of burn marks on the body, so they think that it's like a group of people that are just going and targeting, like from the get-go, the trans people in this in Mexico here.
Wear the lavender panties when you need them,
right?
Seriously,
you need to get a little. Branch of them down that area.
Seriously, my God.
But Agnes was a 28-year-old psychologist and an educator. She's remembered as an activist and an ardent defender of human rights in Mexico's LGBT community. She was kind of one of the more important figures as far as trans equality in Mexico at the time, and it spread like wildfire on the internet. Like her death, there was hashtags like worldwide. Agnes Torres, and it's nice to have seen like the trends through the social media and know that people are realizing what happened and it's not being just brushed aside.
Kind of. It shouldn't have had to have happened though.
No,
not at all.
It's just disrespectful. Like
just wrong.
It is.
It is wrong.
It's wrong.
Like I really want to cry right now. Honestly.
It's tragic. No, this person was an activist, like a local activist who was standing up on a daily basis for the things that. She believed in, and like it's just kind of, you know,
yeah.
It's a little discouraging, and like as far as where we are today in society, I think we should be way past this type of stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah, I found a separate article about Rick Santorum. Speaking of people who don't understand
anything,
that man has not
at all.
Yeah. Rick Santorum had a rally at his high school to his former high school to, you know, support him and his campaign and whatever, and people are like, oh yeah. It ended up turning into kind of an anti Rick Santorum.
Yay, people are becoming smarter.
Yeah. It was good to hear. Like I found one article before the event happened, and it was saying that there were already, you know, it was kind of, they're saying that it went from being a rally to Rick to like a say no to Rick thing and yes to equality.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of protesters for him, and I encourage that.
Absolutely.
I encourage you to protest Rick Santorum if you have the opportunity. But the school is even kind of was, you know, having second thoughts about all of this because they don't want the image. They don't want to, you know, have the image associated with them that they feel the same way about the LGBT community and, like, equality as
Right. Rick Santorum. His views do not necessarily reflect our views.
Exactly. And that's what they're like. Tongue. Yeah.
Yeah.
They said a
They should have said no, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. A quote from them is, "We want the world to know that not everyone from his alma mater supports his bigoted views. In fact, we support equality, acceptance, and pride." So,
sounds good.
Screw At least you, they came out and said that.
Rick Santorum, yeah. And then the follow-up article to this article was... the entire rally was interrupted by two men kissing.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yay. Actually, on the way here, I'm pretty sure I saw two men have their first kiss. Because it looked so, like, awkward and, like, slow. And I was on the bus and I almost started bawling my eyes out.
That's the cutest thing.
Seriously, I almost died. It was the greatest thing I could have seen today.
I love it. Aww.
Right in, like, right in the middle of Harvard Square. And, like, this is very nicely dressed and, like, so awkward and cute and, like, lustily. And, oh, my goodness.
They must have had the ill butterflies.
Yeah.
I
they
love
saw each other across a crowded train car. Right. And they knew they had to be together. That's so sweet.
Love at first sight. I'd like to see more first time gay boy kisses.
Yeah. No, I was so happy I got to witness that.
What is it about the gay boy kisses though? I mean, like, what is it?
It's just so cute. Sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it's different.
Yeah, well, because if you ask a guy, say, like, what is it about two girls kissing? You go, oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
But, like, it's funny when you see it the other way around. They go, oh, that's so sweet.
I mean, I've seen two boys kiss, and it's been hot. So, you know.
Oh, there you go.
But
it swings both ways. The pendulum swings both ways.
I'm not the most feminine girl either, so.
Yeah. I have all these, like, really weird gender reversal things just in general, like little quirks about me that, like, I like boys who look and or act like girls. I like girls who act like dudes but not look like them. Like, I don't know, I'm a really weird, I like to be the dude even though I'm a really small chick. I'm like the big spoon and I'm really not a big spoon size.
You've totally been my little spoon though.
Yeah.
You're pretty much the only person who I've been able to little spoon with.
It's because I'm big.
No, not because you're big, just because I let you. Like, it was different.
Because you like my snuggles.
I like your snuggles. I always
I
big
want
spoon.
Cookie snuggles.
You know, I'll have to sleep over sometime.
Okay. That can happen.
I was big spoon.
You were big spoon. That's funny. I love, oh man, I love all the snuggles I get when I come home, can I just say?
So many snuggles.
So much snuggle.
I'm snuggle starved when I'm away. So.
Yeah.
No, it's understandable.
No fun.
At least
it's
you very have sad. Kitty cat, though.
I do have kitty cats. Those that those that makes up really for it.
Cute. I do too, but my cats bit. Suck. Yeah. They're so mean. So mean.
I have way too many cats. I have lots of animals.
You got a
awful.
Farm going on in your house.
I do. But I think we're going to hop into a little break, go for a smoke break, and come back with a couple more positive articles for you.
Yay, positive.
Yay.
The upside.
Keep it locked on Regular Radio. This is Three Strange Women.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I give them all to you.
up and drove it deep in my heart. Walk out that door, I swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, there, there, there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong. If I could turn back time.
Yeah. that you blame?
I smell pussy.
Is that you tired? Y'all niggas is pussy. I'm ballin' out, nigga, now watch me. Ain't nothing you can do to stop me. Y'all niggas get so emotional. You remind me of my bitch.
It's not of my nature to make a commitment, so let me breathe. When she doesn't understand, catch attitude when I leave her. My revelation just make it harder for me to accept her as my own. She tries to tie up my phone. I'm not at home, she's thinking I'm not alone. Probably I'm trying to bone anything in the street. I let her know she can leave. I ain't trying to tie her up, but see, it's hard to fuck with somebody after she touches me. Mommy, I'm not your regular nigga, I know the game, but I don't play by the rules. I'm focusing on my moves, that way I will never lose. Say I can tell by your shoes if you attracted to business with 22s. You say I confuse you, play little tricks with your head. Catch your feelings ever since the first time I slept in your bed. I here to teach you, mislead you, and sell you dreams. I can't say I love you, I don't know what that means. I'm a pimp.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. The muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. Little muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
When I first met her, I did anything to get her.
What?
Paid all the bills and filled the refrigerator. Reminiscing on late nights when I tried to lay up, but couldn't get off cause your baby'll stay up. She even crashed the whip trying to switch in the third lane. That's when I realized this bitch was a bird brain. A pigeon right in the baby pops in the box in the prison. Sing Sing is where he been. She in the Gucci tights and Fendi high heels. Baby wipes and cans of Infamil. Motorbikes and grams of fish scale. So 9 to 5 niggas with no frills. Turning young niggas with principles to old men with debts. And all the prank calls was death threats. That bitch got the best sex all across the globe. And the bitch head game was out of control.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. The muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. Love muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
I like
the ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
I wonder when I'm gone if you miss me. Or do you miss that Dom Perignon and that Christie? I'm fucking with you. I'm feeling your shape, I'm feeling your eyes. Later on I'm feeling your ass and feeling your thighs.
Come
sweetheart, you book smart, street smart. I knew you was my type from the very, very start. I'm in the tongue kissing, foreplay all day. Mama ain't home so the noise is okay. ODB, you know he like it the wrong way. Latex, safe sex, no hickeys on the neck. Now you're learning. The Lord's blessings make me wiser as the world's turning. My tongue touched the right spot, I had your toes curling. Whether we just kicking it or we sexing. I'm a pro, baby girl, I speak game to perfection. So when niggas make mistakes, I correct them, man. When niggas get out of line, I check them, man.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top.
I like it,
the muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. The muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on Unregular Radio. We're back.
Yay.
Six strange ladies.
Yeah. Yes. 12 awesome boobies.
Yeah, 12 awesome boobies.
Oh, yeah.
We got Jessica,
yeah,
Ty,
yeah.
Hello. Ashley, Lilith,
yeah.
And Cookie.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow,
meow.
Happy stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Guys, it is so nice outside. I cannot wait to get out there. Like,
yeah, God. We're going for an adventure. If you want to find us at the Boston Common after this, maybe. You know, just hanging out.
Some girls on adventure.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, walking around, you know, doing stuff. It'll be fun.
Look for the big Motley Crew.
Maybe a cloud.
So we had a couple of just kind of sad stories, and I want to wrap up with some more fun stuff.
Like ice cream?
Like fucking ice cream on a beautiful day like today. Ben and Jerry's has a new flavor.
I heard about this.
They renamed their flavor, actually. Yeah. It used to be the Oh My Apple Pie ice cream. It's now renamed to Apply Ever After, and the container features a little cartoon drawing of two men on top of wedding cake. Aww. With a bunch of rainbows underneath, and like, it's adorable. Look, we have the photo in the studio.
It is adorable. I wish I liked apple-y things.
You know what?
I like apple.
I like apples, but nothing else apple-y.
I'm sad that this is only available in the UK.
I know.
Because I love apple-y things.
I wonder how much it would cost to order one. I might just get some shipped to America.
I'd try it. I probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure I'd like it.
Go to Amsterdam because
let's go.
Absolutely.
Go to Amsterdam, there is a Ben and Jerry's on every corner, like the way Starbucks is here. Oh, wow. They have Ben and Jerry's.
That
like,
makes sense.
Many.
They're a bunch of stoners.
I'm like, wow.
Oh my god.
You probably
didn't realize Ben and Jerry's was such a huge chain in Amsterdam. Point noted.
the main factory is actually in Stowe, Vermont, and you're probably just gonna go there because
I've been there.
I've been there twice actually.
Nice.
And if it's made there, then and
they
ship it out there,
some.
Then they probably have it as a sample.
That would be
so you probably sample
so
it.
So I wouldn't even have to pay for it in case I didn't like it.
Let's go to Vermont, you guys.
I would eat it just to eat it.
You're probably whoring it out now to all the people taking the tour.
Probably,
Unlikely. The guinea pigs.
So, I want to try it.
Yep.
I would love to get my hands on some. If anybody knows how to get their hands on some, please get in touch with us, me, and send it. My
call us live.
Give
now.
Us ice cream.
We love ice cream.
Ice cream rolls.
On a more positive trans note, Chris Brown was found. Yeah, he took a photo with a really attractive trans woman. She was beautiful, and because he's kind of known for being a jackass.
Yeah, I still want to punch him. I don't care who he's taking pictures with.
I think it was just a PR stunt because he's known for making like homophobic remarks in the past.
Yeah,
I feel like it's really just a PR stunt.
Yeah, I think he just deserves a good fucking swift kick in the nuts.
Honestly. I think he does too.
Honestly. You go for the nuts, I'll go for the teeth.
Chris Brown.
Put him on your show.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
He's the one who punched, what's that chick?
Rihanna.
Rihanna, yeah. Or slapped her.
They were dating,
She had like a black eye or some shit.
Yeah.
Hit her.
Her whole face was all fucked up. Yeah. I'll show you.
I just want to send a quick shout out to the Shriners Hospital because last week I did back in December we did a fundraiser and we raised like $500 for Shriners. And so we actually went to the hospital taking the tour for our second year. And we donated the check and we brought in like 2 gallons of those aluminum tabs because they use those tabs. I found out they sell them and the money the money they make, they put towards the toys for the kids and fixing up the playgrounds and some of it goes to transportation costs.
Oh, well, I knew I used to save those for a reason.
Yeah, and it was so great because when we were taking the tour, there were actually some burn victims there playing the Wii and everything and it was like, you know, and they told us, I was like, oh, that is so worth it. So like, we're like putting the tab over, like the collections into overdrive this year.
Nice.
But it was great. It was great. The Shriners called me the next day and thanked us for coming down. It was great. You know, it's a great way to bridge our community with the mainstream. You know, because we both have, you know, both communities have children.
For sure.
And that's our future.
For sure.
So yeah, definitely. It was a great time. It was last Monday. It was awesome.
Ashley, you should start a tab collection here at the studio.
We're going to do something about that. Kick it right into overdrive.
Get a bucket.
Definitely.
Get up.
Definitely. Just nobody throw their trash in there, though. That's
all. No.
A lot of cans go through here.
Tabs only.
Okay. Yeah, tabs only. Right on there. Tabs only. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, for the Shriner.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Get those kids some toys.
Well, it's just about time for us to start wrapping up.
God damn it.
That means I'm going to have to say goodbye. And
no.
It'll be a long time.
No. Can it be 3 o'clock again?
No.
You know, we need to get some sponsors for Jackie's show out there. Anybody who wants to sponsor Jackie's show, Three Strange Women, you got to do it because we need to get a longer show.
we got to figure some shit out.
Do it up.
Oh, I'm so sad it's ending already. Cookie, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I love you guys so much. I'm so happy to be here and so sad to be leaving.
You'll be back, and we know it.
Yes, ma'am.
Always.
Yay.
Lilith, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. It was great seeing all of you again. I missed you guys.
Tell us where we can hear more about... Yeah. Where can we hear more from you?
Plug your show.
Oh, Thursday nights, guys, 10:30 p.m., The Dungeon. We're going to be getting a little crazy in the studio every week, so please check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thursdays, 10:30 p.m., The Dungeon with Lilith. And thank you, Ashley, for coming in.
Better late than never, huh?
Yeah.
And of course, you can hear me Sundays right at this station, too, at 2 o'clock on the
Look
Anthony Dewey Show.
What's going on here? That's yeah. awesome.
Woo. Everybody's like radio related. I love it.
Yeah, I know. We're one all big like a radio big family. Family. It's great.
Yeah.
That's why Unregular is awesome.
So good.
I thank love you. Radio.
Thank you, Ty. As
Thank
always.
Thank you, Ty.
Being here. Jess.
Love you, Jackie.
Holding it down.
We love,
love
you.
You.
See you next Monday.
We'll see yeah. you next Monday. Keep it locked. Next is Jonathan Bye. Santorelli with the Audio Spectrum. You're listening to Unregular Radio.
Later,
all you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it. Do it. Do it, do it, do it now. Lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack. Lick my pussy and my crack. First you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop, just do it, do it. Then you roll your tongue from the crack back to the front. Then you suck it all till I shake and come, nigga. Make sure I keep bustin' us, nigga. All over your face and stuff. Slow head, show me so much love. The best head comes from a thug. The dick good, thick, big and long. Slow puff until the crack of dawn. On the edge. Night, making so much love. Dead sleep when the sun comes up. So lick it now, lick it good. Lick this pussy just like you should. Right now, lick it good. Lick this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back. Lick my pussy and my crack. You might roll dubs, you might have cheese, but fuck that nigga, get on your knees. A bitch like me moans and screams. The missus know what I mean. At the club, fresh so clean. A whole pack of niggas watching me. So high in the line on green. With a unit on my face so mean. I got the pit, what's nigga I need? To suck at the nigga satisfy me. You try me, I make you see. Your bitches ain't got shit on me. So lick it now, lick it good. Lick this pussy just like you should. Right now. Lick it good, lick this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. Do it now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. Right now, lick it good. Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack. My neck, my back, lick my pussy. Your tongue from the crack back to the front. My neck, suck it on my back and come, nigga.